Darren, Kerry and Sky.
It's 7:10 Tuesday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. Silk Sonic and Bruno Mars, Leave the Door Open. How lacquer is that? And yeah, guys, I suppose we can say this now. It's been on radio, it's been in print, it's been on the socials. The cat is out of the bag. I secretly got married to my Anna Banana over the weekend, and thank you for your responses on the socials have been crazy. I've been dedicating hours every day trying to respond to all of them, and I don't think I've even made a dent in that. So thank you so much for the amazing response to all the pictures that we sent through on our website, ecr.co.za. Thank you, Donkey Gabonga. So I know that Sky was saying to me yesterday, yes, there were only about 9 people at my wedding, and it possibly could have been the fastest wedding in the world. In actual fact, I am tempted to pick up the phone and phone Guinness. Was this the fastest turnaround time?
I was going to say to you, Darren, I actually spoke to Anna yesterday, speak to the woman that tamed the beast. And I was like, so just quickly, he dropped a knee and then you got married. And the time in between, she was like 22 hours. It was 22 hours. Yes. And I was like, that is, without a doubt, that's like Kardashian quick. I'm very proud of you,
and
Darren.
Curious,
I didn't think I'd be so proud of
Anna,
you for doing it so quickly.
And you know how on top of everything she is, how organized she is. She likes to manage things, she likes to be in control of things. So the fact that this was completely out of her hands, it was Thursday night, 6:15. I know the time exactly because I had her daughter and her boyfriend standing outside the kitchen window. So I opened up the blinds and they were present because it was a surprise during dinner time. And then everyone was like, oh, what's going on? This is crazy. I went down on my knee and she said, yes, these videos will be released soon. And I just need to edit all the other areas out. And
yes,
and I had arranged everything beforehand. Behind the scenes, I had gone to our good friend Ashton Naidu helped me out, and he spoke to Anna's lawyers and got her documents. And then I spoke to is a marriage officer and see if he was available for the next day. I phoned all my friends.
Did you prenup, Paul? Did you prenup?
No, we agreed with that at the lawyers. So literally, so I said, when she said yes, I said, okay, I said to her, okay, well, I hope you're sitting now because we're getting married tomorrow. She was like, wait, what? And I'm like, I've already booked you to have your hair done and your nails done. Don't worry about it. So we got it done. So I just need to check with the rest of the East Coast right now. Does anyone know of anyone else that has a quicker knee to altar ratio than what
I
did? Because
this,
I worked it out, it's literally just under 22 hours. From 6:15, it was on the knee, and by 4:00 on the Friday, it was I do and I will.
Do they have to be together now or not?
No. I just need to. I want to know if anyone did it quicker. That's all.
Darren, Kerry and Sky.
So I'd like to ask you to send a WhatsApp voice note to 0617929495, and I'd like to know, is there anyone in the province, or can I take the title? If there's no response, I'm taking the title of quickest knee to altar, and unless you know of someone who did it in under 22 hours, please let me know, even if you know someone who knows someone. Yeah, 0617929495. Just gone 7:38 with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio this Tuesday morning. Jonas Brothers, What a Man Gotta Do. Well, I know what a man gotta do, and I did what a man gotta do, and now it is done.
Aww,
I got married on Friday afternoon after proposing to my Anna Banana on Thursday night. Yes, you heard correctly. Thursday night, I proposed. Friday afternoon, I was married. Mm-hmm. That's how we do
and
that.
And the question this morning, I guess, is do you have a quicker knee to altar ratio than Darren Moore? The time to beat is Darren Moore. Correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. It's 22 hours, right?
It's 22 hours. Well, we rounded off to 22 hours, yeah.
Okay, 22 hours from the moment you proposed to the moment you said I do, and we're looking for the quickest knee to altar ratio in KZN. I just want to put this out there. I'll be very surprised if some of my African brothers, Zulu, Xhosa, I don't know what they do in Joburg, the Tswanas, if you feature, because for us it's a long process. There's cows involved, there's gifts before the wedding. There's not 22 hour here. So I'll be very surprised.
At the gate for hours, part one of negotiations. You wait there with the bottle and the envelope in your pocket for days sometimes.
Yes.
No, Scott.
It's called Darren.
We've heard enough from us. We asked KZN to send in a WhatsApp voice note to 061-792-9495. Tell us what was their need to alter ratio. Here's what we got.
One of my mates in 2006, it was a Saturday, him and his missus at that stage decided they want to get married. I think it was about 11-ish. And then we have a pastor friend by that afternoon, 4 o'clock. Needless to say, we were all shattered because of alcohol and they were married. But they've been divorced since.
Hi, Darren. It was a gentleman by the name of David. He invited all the guests. Everyone was under the impression they were going to see the engagement. And next minute, little did they know, they were actually attending the wedding.
Hello, congratulations on the wedding. I just remembered it was about 2 years ago on your show, there was a psychic who had predicted that you, Darren, would get married. And you still turned to her and said, I will never get married again. I'm completely against marriage. And then she said, oh, well, maybe you'll get married to your work and like that sort of way. And now it's about two odd years later. And guess what?
Do we have the audio?
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again. Come on, man. Who's bringing back these things from those days? Anyway, it's at this stage that it's worth mentioning that I kept up my side of the bargain. I don't know if you remember that, that Kerry and Skye kind of dared me. They're like, oh, yeah, Darren, if you and Annie get married, then Skye and I will get married. Does anyone remember that? Do you remember that? Do I need to pipe? Do I need to...
No.
So you guys
new number.
Remember
who did
that incident?
No.
So you remember it?
It's the number you dialed.
No.
Okay. Let me just find the audio for you. Because, I mean, what is said on the radio, as you can hear, it comes back, hey? 2 years later, even, it comes back. And this was only a couple of weeks ago that you guys said this. So let me just find that audio for you, and then we'll revisit this conversation point.
About
10 past 8.
Stop.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
All right, on the way next, we'll meet another entrepreneur as part of the Hollywood Bed Sikhula Nawe initiative. And on the way at 10 past 8, I have to remind Kerry and Sky of a certain promise that was made if a certain somebody on the team got married to a certain Anna Banana. Well, one part of it
happened. No, funny man.
What happens to part two?
No.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about my hypothetical marriage with Anna and Kerry. In actual fact, a little bit earlier, we were talking about have I set the record for need to alter. Turns out I didn't even come close. But that's neither here nor there. When we were hypothetically speaking about nuptials between Anna Kelly and Darren Mabule, Kerry and Sky, you said something on air. Now, I know the two of you were denying this, but the weirdest thing happened. That radio wave never disappears. What happens is it leaves our atmosphere, bounces off the rings of Jupiter, and it makes its way back to the radio again. And we were able to pick up the signal again. Just take a listen to this, see if it sounds familiar.
Be cute.
I'll marry Sky if you get married.
You'll marry Sky?
Yeah.
I will marry Kerry back and I'll pay you.
I'll marry back.
I will even pay you more for it.
We will get married. Sky and I will get married.
You get married.
If you get married.
Oh my God.
No.
You're going to marry him back.
That was a lot more than I expected. I didn't remember it quite like that.
Yes, that's exactly how it came out. There's no ambiguity there whatsoever. The words that came out of both your faces was that if I married Kerry, you would married Anna.
Oh, no.
You would marry each other.
Yes.
No.
Those were the words that were said.
Oh no!
And now the ball is in your court.
Point of order, Chair. Number one, we cannot deny or confirm that was my voice, number one. Number two, I just want, maybe this is the time I should say this, right? Maybe this is the time I should say
Oh my God, Sky. Sky.
I'm happily in a relationship. I have a girlfriend.
With Kerry Miller.
Sky Shaba Lala, the most eligible bachelor of the entire East Coast. Are you saying right now on live radio that there is a very significant other in your life right now?
And it's not Kerry Miller. She's a beautiful girl. And Kerry Miller, as much as I adore her, and maybe that was me who said that, I cannot go through with such. And also, just final point, Kerry Miller's too old for me.
So... oh, Sky, eat it, bro. No, I am youthful. I'm a youthful...
Kerry, don't you think Mother Radio is going to make such declarations that there should be some naming?
No, well, look, so Darren, this is what's happening in my life right now, is that on Thursday, Friday or Saturday, I find out that you're engaged and married. Now Sky says live on air that he's got a girlfriend. So I'm kind of feeling like out of the loop with you two at the moment. But I do think that maybe Sky, maybe perhaps we should, you know, name and shame this lady. Maybe even a curious couch opportunity here for Sky's new plus one.
I see. No,
why?
The love of your life.
You guys, I feel like the two of you are trying to wriggle out of a deal that is made. Never in the history of Darren, Kerry and Sky has a bet been made that hasn't been met, or words
okay,
or
but
promises
hold on, Darren.
that have been made that haven't been kept. I'm sorry, but I think I'm going to have to make another turn past Ashton Naidoo and find
yes,
out what
I think
are
we
the
should because
conditions of...
I don't know if that something like that we never, and you can see this video, no one shook a hand and no one signed a piece of paper. So it's like when a mom is irritated with her children in the back of the car and she says, I'm going to stop this, I'll leave you here. She doesn't
yes,
actually
exactly.
And what?
We
I know,
were just
it's sometimes you say things.
But let me tell you something. When I was in my kitchen, I went down on my knee and held a piece of jewelry in my left hand. There was no paperwork. There was no...
But there was a ring.
There was a pledge. Will you? And yes, the two of you said to each other, I will marry you. I will marry you. And I do believe vocal is nine-tenths of the law. I do believe a verbal contract is binding.
Well, look, but Sky, can I get any like then. Special things from marrying you, like a new passport, more cars, BEE status?
No,
if I can get anything, I'll be on board.
Kerry Miller, at your age and what you've gone through in life, you get
careful, boy. My age? Are you joking? You look increasing for a bruising.
East Coast Radio.